This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. My point that I was making in the courtroom was just saying that you could be looking at neutral words in a document, but it's like you have this flashing light behind you saying, this is a Muslim thing. You know, the whole point of there being a harm or any sort of injury to the state or to the individual plaintiff that we have here, Dr. Elsheikh, is that if there's any harm, then you have a constitutional violation. And that makes sense. The Constitution is actually meant to not protect the majority of the nation. It's supposed to protect everyone in the nation. So it's not unusual at all in an Establishment Clause case to only have a few number of people who are affected by that. But because their freedom of religion is being threatened, then that's enough to raise a constitutional violation.
Well, to be continued and discussed, I wanted to give the U.S. District Judge Derek Watson a little bit of a hearing on his decision regarding the travel ban. And he basically took it to the next level, said it's not going to be so much a temporary deal. So obviously this is going to wind its way and find its way in the court. And, of course, right now with the court standing at eight justices, you got four liberals and four, you know, conservatives, I guess you can say. It's pretty much a split. That's the general consensus there. Gorsuch is critical to probably
question.
Helping decide this deal. Go ahead.
So does Iraq follow our Constitution?
Of course they don't.
Does Iran?
Of course they don't. Does
any place
no.
in the world
no,
other than here follow our Constitution?
Right.
Then why do we keep applying it to people that aren't American citizens? I understand that they could become that, and I'm not saying that we need to ban them. But when you start saying things like, well, it violates their right to religion. No, it does not. They don't have that right.
Well,
they don't have that right yet. Constitution, anyway.
Right, exactly. Well, and plus on top of that, I mean, it's like, come on, are you kidding me? You got a flashing red light with the order? I mean, since when do you write an order that has a flashing red light? You know, it's not your job to presuppose and read in and try to conjure up something between the sentences that are there. This is a document that says, and that certainly comes from the president, has every right. I mean, his job, one, is to protect the national security of our country. And we see the hypocrisy that's going on in the country. But this is what's happened over time, ladies and gentlemen. We've allowed liberal judges, activist judges, to take over the judiciary. And we have this sort of thing. And we're going to have a conservative president, let's say specifically Donald Trump, is going to be interfered with at every turn in doing his job. I mean, his job is to protect and look out for the national security of the citizens. And now you have an activist judge that really is saying, no, you know, that's not your job. I'm going to take over it from here. So it's on
him.
Like so I say, okay. Hey, my deal is I'm saying, hey, well, let's put all the refugees, we'll send all the refugees to Hawaii, which concerns me because my daughter lives there in Hawaii. But let's send them all there right now if you're so confident. And if you're worried about it hurting, you know, schools and all this sort of thing, it's like, look, we're talking minor numbers that are being impacted by this. But what has happened is we've opened the gateway to all this incompetency and potential injury of American citizens. And I say potential, that's just what's waiting. We've already had exhibition of the injuries and what these immigrants who come in, that they have no buy-in. They, you know, they don't live here. What do they care if they get shipped back to their country and they kill a couple of people or run over a couple of people along the way? What big whoop is that to them, right?
Well, and that's the problem. But I'd like to see, he says that, well, I know they're just words on a paper, but sometimes you read these words and you get this flashing light that goes off. I would like somebody to go through and read the exact memo that was written out by Obama and then this one and see what the difference is.
Right.
See what words were used. Because I'll guarantee they're probably pretty similar.
Well, they're so twisted up in knots right now, it's ridiculous. There's no question about it. A conversation will continue, but we wanted to give the U.S. District Judge Derek Watson some place here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com and get involved in the conversation at hashtag BML Talk. John Lott is with us. His book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, and there's plenty to spread around. Also, we want to talk about a couple of issues right now and get an update on what is going on, especially with Michael Bloomberg, as he continues to work against our Second Amendment right. John Lott, called by Newsweek the gun crowd's guru, is the author, lecturer, and nationally famous economist. John Lott, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, doing great. Great to talk to you again.
Well, let's talk about background check failures, another stumbling block for those that are proponents of gun control. What's the latest?
Right. Well, I mean, we keep hearing in the media that 80 or 90% of Americans want background checks on private transfers on guns, and yet Bloomberg had initiatives on the ballot last year in Nevada and in Maine. The Maine one lost by 4 percentage points. The one in Nevada won by less than 1 percentage point, and that's despite the fact that Bloomberg spent $28 million between those two initiatives, just himself. He outspent his opponents by 6 to 1 or 10 to 1. And in Nevada, he ended up spending $36.30 per vote that he was able to get, which is just a phenomenal amount
exactly.
for a ballot initiative.
That's the problem about lying, John. It's very expensive. You can't spend enough money, it seems, to overcome the lies, although he got close in Nevada, didn't he?
Well, it passed by less than 1 percentage point, but the problem was the way they wrote it, it essentially copied it from another state where they had done it, and it was incompatible with Nevada laws. And so it ended up not being able to be enforced. So he really lost in both states in November.
Mm-hmm. But a huge discrepancy if supposedly you have 80% of the people, you know, for gun control, and they come out to vote and you have these kind of results. Either it tells you they're fudging the numbers, somebody's,
right.
you know, pressing a thumb on the weight scales here, or like you say, there's just so much confusion that people say, okay, we're just going to leave the status quo.
Well, I think you know, polls can be jerry-rigged one way or the other. You can bias them, and you know, the ultimate proof. I mean, the reason why they're doing the polls is to see what voters want to have, and yet when we can go to look to see what voters actually want, none of them come remotely close to the types of, you know, let alone 60%, let alone 80% of
exactly.
the people supporting them.
Well, as you say, when it comes to gun control, there's two kinds of data, data that's accurate and data that's left-wing. Billionaires, politicians, and media want you to believe is accurate. This is all part of the fake news genre that's out there. We saw it happen in our politics when it came to the presidential election. So why should it not be any different here when you got the left doing everything they can to social engineer their own agenda?
Right. Well, I mean, I think with regard to these background checks, they think that if they can just repeat over and over again that everybody supports this, that there's no debate, mm-hmm. then, you know, nobody will oppose them. But I think people understand that these laws aren't perfect, that these regulations have both costs as well as benefits. And in these cases, the costs are fairly significant. Just give you a couple examples. One is we keep hearing that 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. Well, that's, I mean, it'd be nice if it was true, but it's simply false. What they should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials, and that virtually all of those are mistakes. I mean, it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop someone simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. And, you know, probably the best analogy I can give for this is people may remember the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There were five times where he was stopped from flying on a plane because his name was similar to someone that they really did want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he got stopped five times, I assume nobody's going to count that as five times we stopped a terrorist from flying. But that's essentially what they do when they say dangerous or prohibited people have been stopped from buying guns. That when you go and you add up the numbers, it looks like something around 99% of these 2.4 million stops were mistakes.
Wow.
And, you know, that's only part of the problem. What happens is that overwhelmingly the people who get stopped tend to be Hispanics or blacks.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to have names similar to others in their racial groups. Hispanics have names similar to other Hispanics.
Right.
Blacks tend to have names similar to
blacks. Yeah, a name like Martinez. Ask me how many people, how many Martinez is that? That's, you know, like Smith in the phone book. You know what I mean?
Right. No, exactly.
Right.
You take some other group like Vietnamese. 40% of Vietnamese have the same last name. And so when you're looking at phonetically similar first names and phonetically similar last names, not even looking at middle initials, you can see how much confusion that there can be there in terms of, mismatching people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something like with blacks, you have about 30% of black males are legally prohibited from owning guns because of past criminal history. Well, whose names are their names most likely to be confused with? Other law-abiding black males.
Right,
who
exactly.
They want to have a gun to protect themselves and their family. The other cost...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, this lie that they continue to perpetuate here, it only hurts the cause. I mean, if you're really concerned about gun control or however way you want to state it, and you laden it with lies, you violated the whole process to begin with. So how can you possibly accomplish what it is that you want to do? And I think most law-abiding citizens, you know, they want to make sure if somebody has a gun that they're... they are responsible with it, right?
Sure. No, I mean, they could fix these things. There's no reason why you have to have about 99% of these background checks be errors. But they don't want to fix it. I've been arguing with gun control advocates for 15 years about this and some other problems that exist with the program. But if a private company, when they do criminal background checks on employees, had an error rate that was 100th the error rate for the federal government, they'd be sued out of existence.
Exactly.
And if you go and you talk to politicians who have pushed for certain regulations dealing with private companies' background checks, they'll tell you the reason why they push for them is that if they essentially did the background checks the way the federal government does, they don't phrase it like that, but if they did that, then you'd have pretty much minorities who would be overwhelmingly stopped incorrectly by that, and they don't want that. Well, if the rules are good enough for the government to demand that private companies have to operate in a certain way, the question is why those same politicians refuse to have the government have to abide by the same type of rule.
Exactly. That's a good question there. Hey, John, we got to hit pause button right now because we got to go to break, so stay with us. Dr. John Lott is with us, author of the book War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, and they abound, he's reporting on them. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after.
It's not what you make that counts. It's what you keep. My name is Bill Harris. I'm CEO of Personal Capital, and now is the time to review your strategy for saving taxes on your investments year-round. Congress has created numerous tax breaks for retirement savers, and our new book, Investment Tax Guide, shows you how to use them. Most brokers do not help you save taxes, so you've got to do it yourself. And through April 15th, we're offering free copies of the guide online at personalcapital.com/tax.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott is visiting with us right now, author of his book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. And you need to understand what's going on there. We're talking background checks. But let me give you this statistic here. Chicago has some of the strictest gun restrictions in the U.S., but Chicago's murder rate soars 72% in 2016, and shootings are up more than 88%. John, what's wrong with these statistics?
Right. Well, I mean, Chicago's problems are basically self-inflicted. I just give you an idea of how things have changed in Chicago over time. When Mayor Daley became mayor of Chicago back in 89, the arrest rate there was 67%. So that means 67% of murderers were arrested. Mm-hmm. By the time he left office in 2011, the arrest rate was down to 30%. And now, it's down, this last year it was down to 20%. Well, only 20% of murderers end up getting arrested. Nationally, it's
getting away with murder in Chicago is a real headline.
Exactly. Right. I mean, just to give you a comparison, nationally, a little bit over 61% of murderers end up getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so this has been a long-term problem that's been developing in Chicago. And Rahm Emanuel is just a perfect example. He's done lots of things that have made it much more difficult for police to operate. So when he became mayor, some of the first things he did was he closed down detective bureaus in a couple of the very high crime areas of the city, the highest crime areas of the city. He ended up shutting down many of the gang units. Well, guess what? If you cut down the gang units, you're going to see more gang activity than you would have seen otherwise. And last year, the beginning of last year, he made an agreement with the ACLU that whenever a police officer stops and talks to somebody, they have to fill out what's essentially two big legal pages of fine print forms that take an hour or so for them to go and fill out. So if you're an officer and you go talk to three or four people, you're basically having to spend the rest of your day filling out forms. And so, that's not a very efficient use of your police officer's time. And so, again, it's not too surprising that they have very high costs and relatively little to show in terms of police deterring crimes. And if criminals don't have to worry about getting arrested for murder or doing other types of violent crimes, they're going to feel more at ease doing more of it.
Now, is this all, this is all the left's idea of trying to even out the playing field and be for the poor guy, the black American, even Hispanics who are out there breaking the law, that somehow it's been unfair to them? Is this all part of that same, nine-dot paradigm of consideration for them?
I'm sure it is. The horrible irony of this, though, is that who do they think are the victims of these crimes?
Exactly.
The thing is, blacks commit crimes against blacks, Hispanics commit crimes against Hispanics, whites commit crimes against whites. And so if you have, high crime rates by black gangs in Chicago, well, guess what? The victims that they have, the people who get murdered, the people who get robbed and have other crimes committed against them are other blacks. And so, the question is, who do you have the sympathy for? Do you have the sympathy for the black victim, or do you have the sympathy for the black gang members that are there?
Yeah.
A huge percentage of violent crime in Chicago, as well as other cities, are gang-related, particularly overwhelmingly drug gang-related.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt. And then, kind of amazing with this psychology that we're rewarding. It's no wonder that we get more of what it is we don't want by the system. But, I mean, John, this seems common sense. I mean, is no one holding them accountable or even considering these obvious statistics? I mean, how do you ignore what the plain facts are telling you?
Well, look, what you just said seems incredibly obvious to me. But you go look at the political campaign last year. Hillary Clinton was making speeches, for example, saying that she wanted to reduce the prison population by 50% in the United States, and she claimed that she could cut the prison population by 50% and have absolutely no impact on the crime rate. Well, I just don't think that's serious. I mean, you know, on the one hand, she'll talk about people in for minor drug offenses. Well, there's very tiny percentage of the prison population are in there for using, you know, drugs. Even, you know, you look at something like marijuana, in order to get in prison in most state prisons for marijuana, you're going to have to go and have a fairly large amount and have been caught multiple times before anybody, you know, even in strict enforcement states, are going to put somebody in prison.
Exactly.
Now, these people that are there are overwhelmingly dealers, drug gang members. And so, and they very frequently, though it's not mentioned, have other types of violent crimes that are associated with the activity that they were involved with.
Can you break that down a little bit more, John, for us in terms of the population of those that are in prison? How many are just absolute felons, murders, you know, that sort of thing, as opposed to, as you say, you know, some people think that it's just somebody who's done these petty crimes that are there in prison, which if I'm reading you correctly, you probably say it's probably more like 2% of those. And again, for what progressives do is they take 2%. They'll take that little bit of a playing field and they'll magnify it to represent, you know, the majority of those in prison, which is another big lie they purport.
Right. Well, you take marijuana offenses in a state like California, it's like 1% of the prison population are there for marijuana offenses generally. In Arizona, you're talking about a fraction of 1% who are there for marijuana usage. Mm-hmm. And again, it's for people only after they've had multiple kind of convictions before.
Yes.
They're going to run a risk of something like that happening. And so it's not exactly obvious to me where people get these types of concerns that they have about these things.
Well, you know, the mainstream media and the era of fake news we live in, John, I mean, it's all loaded with this stuff. I mean, barring your information and others that know the truth and are pursuing it like us, most of the people here in America, you know, this is what they hear repeatedly, like anything, you know, repetition builds reputation, and that's what happens in the world of propaganda that we live here in the United States.
Right. Well, unfortunately, you're right about that. But, you know, the thing is, though, the types of changes that they're talking about have real consequences, and unfortunately, it's, you know, the people who are the most vulnerable people in our society who are the ones who bear the cost. You know, the irony is that you look at places like Maryland, Baltimore. They when they had the riots last year, you had the police told to stand down and not move into the,
exactly,
the areas where the riots were occurring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the same time, just a couple years earlier, Maryland had passed licensing and registration laws for guns that required that people had to pay fees that were over $200.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? To have a handgun. Well, guess what? Who do they think they're disarming with those types of rules? It's basically going to be poor minorities who are living in the very high crime areas that now they're telling the police not to go into when they're having the riots. Well, what are those people supposed to do? You have places like Connecticut, which the governor there, Malloy, wants to increase the permit fee for a concealed handgun permit from $140 to $370. Plus, you have training and other things that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you're talking about $500 or so when you add up everything. Well, again, who do they think they're stopping from having the option to be able to go and defend themselves?
Yeah,
right?
citizens who are abiding by the rules. Well, John, we got to leave it right there. It's always good to have you with us. Appreciate the insight. Dr. John Lott, author of the book War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Thank you, John.
Great talking to you.
This report is brought to you by Genentech. Stand Up to Cancer and Genentech recently launched Be the Breakthrough, a campaign focused on educating Americans on how they can each play a role in the fight against cancer. One often overlooked way for people with cancer to be the breakthrough is through participating in clinical trials. Jack Whelan, patient advocate.
After my cancer diagnosis, I worked with my doctor to understand my treatment options and chose to participate in a clinical trial. Over the past decade, I've participated in 7 clinical trials and found this path gave me options and an opportunity to contribute to research that can help others.
People like Jack are part of the breakthrough because clinical trials may help new treatments and procedures become available to the public sooner. For more on clinical trials, go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org. There, you will find important resources and a confidential clinical trials matching service. Call 1-877-970-7848 to speak with a specialist or go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org for more.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
What a novel concept it seems these days that we would stop to consider the Constitution. You know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier, that, you know, with these preemptions by these activist judges to stop the president from protecting us as he should, which is job one, national security. We've got flashing red lights and all kinds of justification that are coming off the paper. It's incredible what happens in Hawaii these days, that flashing red lights would come off a an executive order just like that. Anyway, decisions are made, and our way of life is compromised, and our Constitution is thrown out the window. It's kind of amazing, the pretzel logic that's being exercised over this, that we're going to go out of our way and allow people who don't even honor our Constitution to come into our country with all kinds of benefit and privilege. Go figure. Is it any wonder most of America is up in arms about this, because we see this happening? The liberals and those progressives that think that we're being hard-hearted, you know, will continue to give away this country like they've done in Europe. We see what's happened there. And if you think that it's not going to happen here, then I would say that you need to take a you just need to really check it out. That's all I'm going to say, because I could say something a lot worse, but I want to be fair-minded about the discussion, because that needs to continue. Patrick Wood is with us right now, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick Wood, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Just doing great. Thank you.
Hey, also, I will remind you, Patrick has written a definitive book on technocracy rising, the Trojan horse of global transformation. This has been out. I got to tell you, my friends, Patrick, that have read this book have told me, you know, after I recommend it, I said, you got to read this to kind of get up to speed.
just are blown away. They just say, wow, this is just so profound. He said, why hasn't everybody read this book? And I said, exactly, to the point, because we see what is coming, what is on the horizon, and it is a clear and present danger, but to our own ignorance, we continue to allow it to creep in ever so consistently.
This is exactly right. I've questioned this myself ever since the book was published, and it's not that we're not selling books, because we are, but you know, there's 350 million people in our country, right?
Yes,
and you're
right.
Thinking, wow, people, wake up. You've got to see what's going on, or you're going to get steamrolled in your sleep, and you'll never know, you know? And this is what's happening. Just incredible.
Yeah, at every turn, they're being steamrolled. I don't care if it's healthcare or, you know, as we were just talking about, this activist judge in Hawaii deciding that he wanted to read more into President Trump because it's President Trump. And obviously his personal feelings are involved, like it is with Chuck Schumer and all these others. You know, forget about what's right for the country anymore. It's just what's right for, you know, partisan interest and what they think Donald Trump said and how maybe he irritated them. And now because they happen to be in a position that they can, they're going to put a stick in his spokes and muck up the works here. And meanwhile, America is left vulnerable to danger, but it's okay because somehow this judge saw this flashing red light in this order from President Trump.
Well, and you know what, the way I look at it, one of the side, kind of a side product or a byproduct of technocracy, which is ruled by experts, if you will, just for the, for the sake of our discussion here, that is scientists and engineers and so on. One of the byproducts is wisdom goes out the door. When you're just dealing with, you know, the facts or what you think are the facts in front of your eyes, and you make a decision, you know, based on that, you come up with ideas and stuff that are completely devoid of any wisdom. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, I look across our whole country right now, and I see a population that is starving for wisdom. They're starving for it, and nobody seems to have any. Congress doesn't. The judiciary doesn't. Most of the people in the executive branch don't have it. And, you know, people.
Well, you know why? Well, you know why? You know why, Patrick?
Here?
Patrick, you know why? And you bring up an excellent point. The reason they don't have it, they're not asking for it, number one. Number two is they think they're looking for the wisdom of man, not, you know, for the wisdom of God. Because God forbid that we would bring God into the conversation. The creator of heaven and earth, who's in charge of this big popcorn stand that we live in, this is his land, all right? And but we ignore God, and we do so at our own peril. So it's no wonder we've got all this twisted up logic. We're all confused. We're in chaos. Now 6 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. And barring some direct connection, revival, if you want to call it, as some will call it, where they realize that, look at, you know, wisdom, real wisdom comes from God. It starts with the fear of God. We have no fear of God here. So as a result, you know, we're ripe for the picking. We really are.
Yes, and we're being picked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, sadly. And the thing is, Patrick, and I know you feel the same way as I do, is that, hey, you know, I think about our kids and our grandkids. You know, what are we leaving behind for them? You know, if we're off, you know, if we're off the mark at this point, what is it going to be 20, 30 years down the road? I mean, it is an absolute mess. I mean, this very basic, you know, great American experiment that we've enjoyed, which no other nation has enjoyed to the level that we have, is all being gambled away, thrown, you know, because of some progressive ideas. And we're so casual about it that we're going to end up losing this. And then, you know, what are our kids and our grandkids, our great grandkids going to live under?
Well, to a large degree, I think we've, unless something really happens, sea change virtually immediately, we've already lost a lot of what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
The framework is set today. The framework that's being set up in the world today is working against us like never before. And people don't see this framework being constructed. It's like the superstructure of a building. It's being raised up, right, all around us, but nobody really is paying attention to it. At some point, this building, if you will, this hypothetical building is going to be done. The door is going to slam shut and lock, and we're going to be, you know, watching ourselves on the outside, not able to get in.
Right. Right.
And, you know, technocracy, as a system of societal management, societal engineering, is almost complete.
Yeah.
And, you know, the United Nations is behind it with sustainable development. The corporate world is behind it with trillions of dollars of investment in things like smart cities and surveillance technology. The governments of the world are behind it completely, like total surveillance society here with the NSA and CIA and so on. Every segment of society at this point, except for the individual people themselves, are completely bought in to creating this new world that people just have no clue.
Right.
You know, we just had this meeting, Mobile World, in Barcelona, Spain, which was the big granddaddy of all communications conferences in the world. These people openly talked about the global city, and they talked about the hive mind, the global mind being connected by technology. They said, wait a minute, we don't want a global mind. It's bad enough right where we live with a single mind.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're confused enough as it is with one mind, much less a global mind. But this is real, and you've seen this for a long time, Patrick. You've been on the show many times warning everybody, but America needs to wake up to see what is happening. I mean, the enemy is about, we are surrounded, and they have a clear purpose in mind. But, you know, because we all want to get along, we all want to, you know, sing kumbaya and do all that good stuff. Meanwhile, they're purposeful. They know exactly what they're doing. You take your freedom for granted, and they're taking your freedom away because you're not going to do anything to fight back. You're just going to go, well, as long as it's the other guy, it's not me, it doesn't matter. But meanwhile, our liberties continue to be encroached upon. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, a clear and present danger. You think not. When we come back, we're going to talk about three disruptive technologies that will transform the world. End its anocracy. It is right here, and we're not talking 50 years from now. We're not talking a generation. We're talking within 10 years. Patrick Wood is with us. We've got more from Patrick on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kim Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's what it's all about. This is why we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is the very independent Bill Martinez Live, coming at you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Patrick Wood continues. You know, Patrick, when we were just talking about the bifurcation of America, the ununited states, and the cost that... that is there to be paid and reconciled at some point. This is what happened to the Germans, and that Martin Niemöller, who a prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Hitler. He spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, by the way. And he writes, he says, first they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because, heck, I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. It didn't bother me. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And this is what's happening. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps repeating itself. And so here we are, in a sense, what is happening here in America. And you may say, well, Martinez, that's a little extreme. You may think so. But there is a pattern here, and this isn't a new pattern. This is one that's been going on through the millennia time and time again, and that is that you get those brain trusts, those elitists of the world, whether they're here in America or anywhere, United Nations, you name it, they think that they should be the ones that are driving the bus, and they're happy to do that if you give them the keys and ignore, and you don't care in much which direction they take us in. And right now, we have a very dangerous order that continues to gain ground and, as Patrick says, has established an infrastructure in much the same way that your computer would be taken over. Right, Patrick? I mean, if I had software that could take over your computer and just kind of operate in the background, I could control a lot about your life, couldn't I?
Well, you could.
Right. That's what they're doing right now. Oh, yes, right.
Exactly right. We've never had technology like we have today in the past. And I suggest that things, that the situation today really is different from history. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only place you could find a similarity is if you go back to the Tower of Babel and the story from Genesis. And, right. You know, you see some similarities here about building a one world mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But the people of the world are running after this like, you know, you have to listen to what comes out of their lips and what they're exactly. writing about and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody's paying attention to this. The media's not paying attention. But if it was just you and me talking about some crazy idea and stuff, who would care, right? I mean,
right,
we're just having a conversation.
Right.
But when you get the movers and shakers of the world that really have the control over which way things are going to go, when they start talking about this stuff and then they start doing it, oh, my gosh, people should wake up and pay attention. Like, what is wrong with us? This technology is steamrolling over us right now to completely control us.
Yeah,
that's exactly where it's going.
Well, and speaking of our computers, I mean, imagine your browser history. Patrick, if your browser history was up for sale without your consent, what would that do?
Well, you know what? Once they have a psychological profile on what you're thinking and, you know, what goes into your mind and stuff, you're completely controllable. You're completely manipulatable. And this is what this is all about. And some people are going to say, well, it's just the metadata. It's not really going to identify you. And that's nonsense. If you see what, and the lobbyists are the ones that put this through a GOP Congress, by the way, to allow browser history now to be sold without your consent. This is not just only draconian. It's absolutely outrageous. People just ought to be up in arms over this. I'm telling you. But if you listen to what the same people, the same industry people are saying in Barcelona, Spain earlier this year at Mobile World Congress, when you hear what's coming out of their mouth and then you consider a story like the browser history story now being sold, you go, uh-oh, there's big trouble here. These people are talking about taking this data, taking this information that they have, and turning the system on you to completely manipulate you.
Exactly. It's all about control. I mean, this has always been the objective. So nothing new from that standpoint, Patrick.
No. But now they have the technology to do it, whereas 20 years ago they didn't. It was just talk. But now they have it. And they're talking in those terms. The head of this Mobile World Congress, the organization that sponsored it, the GSMA, he talks about creating a global mind in order to cement the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that were passed, you remember, 2 years ago that we talked about.
Right.
And the so-called, 2030 agenda is completely in view. This is exactly what these people want to do, and that is exactly what technocracy is. And they're talking about having a global mind, a hive mind, and, you know, everything's going to be controlled in the cloud now. And everything's going to talk to each other. They call it the Internet of Everything now. You think the Internet of Things was bad?
Right.
Now it's the Internet of Everything. That includes you and me.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we already have the government of everything. Now we're going to have the Internet of everything. It's all been set up. We've been preconditioned to accept this to where, you know, people say, well, what's the big whoop? You know, it seems pretty benign. Yeah, it seems pretty benign when it no longer is, right?
Well, it is. And it's not going to be the governments of the world that controls the system. This is bad news, I think, because we still have this idea that our political system is in charge. It's not.
Right.
These technocrats that are operating behind the scenes are in control.
Exactly. Well, Barack Obama is out of a job, so he's needed one. So maybe that's what he's applying for. You know, king of the world.
Yeah, I know he'll be up probably for the next president of the United Nations or something. I wouldn't be surprised.
I've maintained that, Patrick, and people have laughed at me. Said, oh, you know, I think he wants something bigger than that. But, yeah, there's probably a career path that goes beyond being head of the United Nations, no doubt. But, you know, hey, that's, you know, who else is going to be moving into the Obama household beside Valerie Jarrett? You know, who next?
Well, right? I know. Let's hope he doesn't have a basement where he could build more little apartment rooms for more people like Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, if he has a basement, maybe he'll move Hillary's server from Colorado over there and put it down there. What do you think?
Perfect idea.
Just kidding. Hey, three distinctive technologies that will transform the world into technocracy within 10 years. We've got about 2.5 minutes, so you're going to have to give us a real quick summary on this. But this is incredible. By the way, Patrick, remind everybody, because a lot of this stuff, they can subscribe to your newsletters, you know, going to your website. Why don't we stop and pause a moment to direct them accordingly? So if they want to be in the flow of the know here, tell them where they should go to sign up.
You bet. Technocracy.news. Everything you need, you found there. Technocracy.news. No.com. Mm-hmm. Get on the emailing list and get a daily digest of stories that are going out. I curate stories from all around the world to make the point. Mm-hmm. But what happened, these three new technologies that are just facing us today, they're just astounding. Mm-hmm. 5G is coming up now. It's like a freight train. Mm-hmm. That's going to replace the 4G and the LTE, you know, current communication standards within mobile technology. Right. 5G promises to deliver upwards of 100 megabit per second connectivity between everything on the planet.
Wow.
That means real-time communication between virtually everything. It's just astounding. And you add on top of that artificial intelligence, which they intend to control the 5G network and all the stuff that goes on with the Internet of Things, all the inanimate objects that are connected now. It's just astounding what is, and this is going to roll out in the next 2 to 3 years. They've already got plans, and they're already building the towers.
Yeah. The lines are going to be smoking here. They're going to be going so fast.
Well, that's right. You know, and well, I should say our brains might be smoking. I'm not sure what the health benefits are going to be of all this, you know, intense frequency stuff, you know, radiation is going out. But it's going to be radically new, and it's going to completely turn the world upside down again. And then there's some other things, you know, other types of inventions and stuff that have come along that are about to hit us. The invention of a discovery of graphene is one. It's an amazing man-made composition of carbon atoms arranged in a certain way, in hexagon structure, actually, mm-hmm. and a single layer thick. Two-dimensional thing, single layer of atoms, carbon atoms hooked together, 200 times stronger than steel, Bill.
Wow.
And yet it's flexible like skin.
Am I going to be able to put it on my golf club and hit a golf ball 400 yards now?
Well, probably so, because you know, everything will be like guided imagery sort of thing. Who knows? Yeah. But graphene is turning the mobile world upside down. It's used in virtually everything. It will be used in virtually everything you can think of, from your cell phone to sensors, you know, data sensors and motion sensors and stuff like that. This will become so ubiquitous that there will be points, there will be sensor points everywhere we go. Mm. And it will all be connected with 5G technology. Mobile technology is where the world is headed.
Wow. Wow, you think about what that will do with knee replacements and whatever, right? You think, and all of a sudden, little do you know that you're connected to this 5G network. Your kneecap is connected to, you know, the global think tanks and you know, data collection points. And this is this is going to be incredible. Okay, one more.
Yep.
Is that the third? No, we have one more, don't we, to talk about?
The third. Yeah, the third one was graphene. The three things, 5G, artificial intelligence, and graphene, which is the new material discovery.
Wow, there it is. Make sure you take advantage of Patrick's offer. Go in and sign up again. Remind them of the website, Patrick, if you would.
Technocracy.news, and there's a link to my book, but the book's also available on Amazon.com as well as a Kindle version.
Great. Patrick Wood, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez, very independent because we like it that way. And we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex
employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.